Wednesday, fourth week, ordinary time 2. Reading 1, second book of Samuel, chapter 2, verses 9 to 17. King David said to Joab and the leaders of the army who were with him, "Tour all the tribes in Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, and register the people that I may know their number, Joab then reported to the king the number of people registered in Israel, 800,000 men fit for military service, in Judah, 500,000. Afterward, however, David regretted having numbered the people, and said to the Lord, "I have sinned grievously in what I have done. But now, Lord, forgive the guilt of your servant, for I have been very foolish." When David rose in the morning, the Lord had spoken to the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, "Go and say to David, this is what the Lord says, I offer you three alternatives. Choose one of them, and I will inflict it on you." Gad then went to David to inform him. He asked, "Do you want a 3 years famine to come upon your land, or to flee from your enemy 3 months while he pursues you, or to have a 3 days pestilence in your land? Now consider and decide what I must reply to him who sent me." David answered Gad, "I am in very serious difficulty. Let us fall by the hand of God, for he is most merciful, but let me not fall by the hand of man." Thus David chose the pestilence. Now it was the time of the wheat harvest, when the plague broke out among the people. The Lord then sent a pestilence over Israel from morning until the time appointed, and 70,000 of the people from Dan to Beersheba died. But when the angel stretched forth his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord regretted the calamity and said to the angel causing the destruction among the people, "Enough now, stay your hand." The angel of the Lord was then standing at the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. When David saw the angel who was striking the people, he said to the Lord, "It is I who have sinned. It is I, the shepherd, who have done wrong. But these are sheep. What have they done? Punish me and my kindred." The Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and John and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Theme: three bad habits prevent people from recognizing the truth. People used to be controlled by three bad habits: pride, stubbornness, and jealousy. Pride makes people think that they are better than others, and thus refuse to accept the truth from others. Stubbornness makes people hang on to what they do and to reject others' ways, even though they are better. Jealousy makes people feel bad about others' goods, and it can lead people to cause harm to others, either by words or deeds. Today's readings center on these three bad habits that prevent people from recognizing the truth. In the first reading, God must punish David because of his pride. King David ordered Joab, his commander-in-chief, to count the number of soldiers he had, with an intention to show how he has built up a powerful nation. He forgot about the one who empowered him to be as such, is God. He forgot that God was the one who empowered him to be as such. In the Gospel, St. Mark reported the insult and injury of Jesus' native people. They couldn't overcome their fixed ideas about Jesus' career and family to believe in his divine wisdom and power. Jesus warned prophets about the three places that they shall be insulted. Those are their family, relatives, and their own nation. Analysis, Reading 1. I have sinned greatly in what I have done. King David regretted his counting of soldiers. The counting of soldiers itself isn't bad, but David's intention of counting was sinful before God. King David thought he was the reason for the nation's power and prosperity. Later, David recognized his evil attention of the counting and his evil action of the counting and said to God, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. By now, O God, I pray thee, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. What happened to David has also occurred many times to all people. They think they have become rich, famous, or powerful because of their own talent and effort. They have forgotten about the main reason why they became such was God's power and love. When people commit sins, they must endure punishments. God let David choose one of the three punishments. Shall 3 years of famine come to you in your land? Or will you flee 3 months before your foes while they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days pestilence in your land? King David didn't know what to choose, so he said to Gad, God's prophet, I am in great distress. Let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercy is great, but let me not fall into the hand of man. David asked God to punish him instead of the people. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning until the appointed time, and there died of the people from Dan to Beersheba 70,000 men. When David saw so many of his people were killed, David spoke to the Lord, Lo, I have sinned, and I have done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? Let thy hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house. Many of us shall agree with David because whoever committed sin, he must endure the punishments. Why did God punish the innocent? We forget that both sins and good works have the communal dimension besides the individual dimension. If everyone were afflicted by the original sin, all were benefited by Christ's incarnation, passion, and death. The sin of pride causes damages not only for the sinner, but also for the unity of his family and community. God wanted David and us to recognize this communal dimension of sin, so that we must think about what our sin shall affect, so that we must think about how our sin shall affect others' common good. It also encourages us to work for the common good by realizing that our sacrifice shall benefit many people. Gospel. Jesus was insulted by people of his village. People recognized Jesus' wisdom and power. When people of Nazareth heard Jesus' teachings in the synagogue and witnessed his miracles, they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get all this? What is the wisdom given to him? What mighty works are wrought by his hand?" If they sincerely searched for the answers to these questions, they might recognize Jesus' divinity and believe in him. Instead, they let fixed ideas and discrimination affect their judgment and criticism. Moreover, some deeper reasons why they didn't want to look for the truth are pride and jealousy. They didn't want to accept anyone who is better than they, especially those who are younger and have lower positions than they. They insulted Jesus due to the following two reasons. Career. Jesus is the son of Joseph, a carpenter. Like most of the apostles' careers, which were fishermen, the carpenter is considered a manual laborer and less educated. They thought the wisdom of Jesus' teachings couldn't come from a son of such a family. They believed as a Vietnamese fable, "The son of a king shall be king, the son of a gardener shall continue to sweep leaves." A plain family. They questioned Jesus' background. "Is this not one, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us?" The mentioned names were probably Jesus' cousins. They wanted to imply that because Jesus was born from such a plain family, he couldn't perform such miracles. However, they didn't give the answers for the questions. For the question, where did he receive such wisdom and power? A prophet shall be maltreated in three places. The Vietnamese believe when one becomes a high-ranking officer, his whole house shall be benefited. In today's passage, the village wasn't benefited. The villages weren't benefited, not because of Jesus' indifference to them, but their disregard of him. Jesus came to his village to teach and to heal his relatives and neighbors, but because of their insult, he could do no mighty work there, except that he lay his hands upon a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Jesus taught all prophets a realistic lesson. They shall be maltreated at three places: in their nation, among their relatives, and in their family. Application in life. Pride is the first in the seven root sins. We must be humble to recognize and to find a way to destroy this dangerous sin. Pride causes damage not only to individuals, but also to the family and community. Pride and jealousy make us blind to the truth and unjustly treat others. To protect justice, we need to expel them from our life and be joyful with others' success. We need to have this attitude, especially for those who are in our family and community.